Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is a Tuesday night with Jason Mackey. Thank you very much, Joel. I appreciate that. And it's a beautiful Tuesday night here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. All kinds of stuff going on. I'm glad we have 4.5 hours to talk about it. I don't know where we're going to start, frankly, but we're going to start somewhere. Actually, no, that's a lie. I want to talk about complaining. I want to complain about the outside perception of our teams right now, how they're being evaluated, how they're being ranked. And specifically, I'm talking about the Steelers. The Steelers are a fascinating story to me right now. And I sort of joked about, you know, where are we going to start? Because there's a hockey game tonight. We're mid-playoffs. I was over at an awesome event that I'm going to talk about a little bit later, the Forbes Field Wall yesterday. Penn State is in the middle of a coaching search that I think is fascinating. I also think it's fascinating how Penn State made that move. But I want to open the show complaining a little bit about how people seem to see the Steelers. And I don't know what they're drinking, smoking, ingesting, whatever, but they should probably stop doing it. I think it's time we admit that the Steelers are in a pretty good position here, and that seems to be harder for people outside of Pittsburgh than it is inside of Pittsburgh. I don't understand that. We'll get there. What's up, Joel? How are you doing, my man? It's great to see you.
Likewise, Jason. Ready for another really good Tuesday night, and I believe we're together on Thursday as well for Steelers pregame.
That's right.
With Donnie and Mark.
Yep. Mark will be joining us from Cincinnati, and Donnie will be, I don't know, Donnie and I are going to have like a wrestling match for this seat, right? Isn't Donnie's normally a this seat guy? It's funny how that breaks down among our staff. Like, Pony's always an over-there guy. And people on the YouTube stream, I'm sorry for jamming my finger in your face. Like, Mulsey's a this-side guy. Doran's a this-side guy. I'm a this-side guy. Crowley's always over there. I think Donnie's here if he has his pick, right?
My guess is you'll have your seat, and then Donnie will have his where Pony sits.
Okay.
He's always bouncing around from one side to the other. So,
I mean, I would gladly cede my seat. I'm not a territorial sitter. So if Donnie wants to be here, but it will be weird looking at the room from another angle. But yeah, I'm looking forward to Thursday, man.
That's going to be a lot of fun. It should be a fun game.
I'm kind of bummed about not going to Cincinnati, but that's okay. I'm not going to complain. I'm happy with my life change going back to baseball. If it means giving up some Steelers road games, so be it. I mean, Cincinnati, great city, though.
You're going to be there twice next season. So.
I know. And I love Cincinnati. I take all kinds of crap for that on the baseball circuit. I think it's a fantastic city. I'll go to Cincinnati every day of the week.
Is the chili good?
No, it's not.
Noted.
See, the trick in Cincinnati, at least that I've learned, is to stay across the river in Kentucky. I like staying in Covington, Kentucky. And you can walk across the bridge. It's very easy. In Covington, they've built it up so nice. There's the Harbor Center Marriott, some sort of big Marriott over there, but you can walk into town in Covington and they have a couple restaurants, like really, really like nice, affordable, brewery, you know, type places. But I've stayed. One time I tried to list all of the hotels that I've stayed at in Cincinnati and I couldn't do it. It's like 10. But it's a good city. The chili sucks, though. I mean, anybody who tells you the chili's any good. I mean, the chili is the kind of food that you eat and then, like, you smell it on your hands after washing your hands, like, hours later. Like, you cannot escape that smell. I don't know about you. I'm good. I'm generally all for, like, trying cities' unique cuisines, and I will still eat some chili when we covered games against the Bengals. I actually like the stadium. Was it Paycor Stadium now? They do a good job. They take very good care of us, but the chili, yeah, we can leave.
It's not the same as going to Philadelphia and getting a cheesesteak.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And I'm not even the biggest Philadelphia guy, but I mean, the cheesesteaks in Philly. Come on, let's go. All right, so where I was going with all of that in my opening lecture, I hate how other people are seeing the Steelers right now. I don't know what they're looking at, frankly. I was looking at power rankings, and Tuesday is a big power rankings day in the NFL. You know, Monday Night Football's behind us. Everybody's trying to make sense of the action that we just saw and trying to order teams in ways that they believe. I don't know what I'm looking at. Here's what I mean. I looked at SI.com, ESPN, NFL.com, and The Athletic. There are more, but I mean, I feel like that's a fairly good snippet of how the outside world sees the Steelers, who are 4-1 right now, and may I add, looked pretty good against the Bengals, and they've looked good a couple times. I don't think it's a cheap 4-1. I mean, it's not, you know, 4-1 beating four of the best teams in the NFL, but I some of these places, like ESPN, has the Steelers ranked 12th. I'm sorry, they're not the 12th best team in the NFL. I don't know what we're doing here. And as a sideways conversation, I'm going to go down this road too. I am really over the PFF grades. They've lost me. Now, if you read my baseball writing, you'll see a lot of advanced numbers, maybe too many advanced numbers. I like the stuff. I mean, I started out in college as a math major, for crying out loud. Like, I dig the numbers behind sports. I get it. But you've got flawed logic here. And we've lost our collective minds when it comes to Broderick Jones, his pass blocking grade. Did you see this, Joel? His pass blocking grade against the Browns was 11.
Really?
11.
11.
He went up against 11 point something, I should say.
Even though,
let me be accurate.
Even though Aaron Rodgers was not sacked at all.
Correct.
So Broderick Jones, assuming he played every snap of the game, ended up with an 11?
That's correct.
He must have allowed a lot of pressures then. And
he did not. Broderick Jones received a grade of 11.4 despite allowing just one pressure. Quarterback hit on Aaron Rodgers. Total of 5 pressures allowed by the entire offensive line. Aaron Rodgers was not sacked. That's what I mean. It was Broderick Jones' worst grade of the year on Sunday. They've lost me. Look, I can admit reality here. I mean, I'm not watching the game. I'm not watching a different game. I can see that the Steelers helped Broderick Jones out. They're using jumbo package stuff. They're chipping Myles Garrett as they should. They're putting bodies between him and the quarterback. Aaron Rodgers is rolling out to the opposite side. All of that stuff. I get all of that. But I'm sorry. Don't tell me a guy who allowed just one pressure. One pressure going up against Myles Garrett deserves a pass block grade of 11.4. I mean, that's asinine. Do you want anybody to take you seriously? I don't know how anybody can look at that and objectively say, oh, yeah, 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 must have been, oh, must not have played well. Like, come on. Week one, for example, Broderick Jones finished with a pass blocking grade of 46.8. Against the Jets, Broderick Jones' eye test was terrible. Allowed 3 sacks, a quarterback hit. He was a turnstile. And he had a pass blocking grade more than 4 times as high as what he did not allowing a sack to Myles Garrett. I mean, it's so bad that it's almost laughable, only it's serious. And this isn't my primary topic of conversation, but it's more just a supporting argument in that it frustrates me how other people see the Steelers. Other people barely see the Steelers as a top 10 team in the NFL, and I don't understand it because they are one. They're 4-1. They can't beat teams that they don't face. They can't beat the Packers because they're not on their schedule. They can't beat the Lions because they're not on their schedule. Not yet. The time will come. I find it hard to believe that teams that have played down to their competition or have looked lousy or who have frittered away leads or who can't stop anybody or who are otherwise deficient are somehow listed above the Steelers. I mean, are we really believing that wholeheartedly in the Jacksonville Jaguars? Can you look at the Jacksonville Jaguars and tell me that they're a better team than the Steelers? Because the Athletic can't. And no offense to the Athletic, it's not a shot at them. Mike DeFabo is a friend and does an awesome job. I'm not trying to like go after the Athletic. I'm lumping ESPN, NFL.com, SI.com, and there's more. They are just the most prominent national outlets that I decided to look at. The point is that I don't understand why the Steelers are as low as they are. I think
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Steelers are a better football team than they're being given credit for right now, and it bothers me. Right now, I'm looking at the Indianapolis Colts. According to SI.com, they're the fourth best team in the NFL. ESPN says the same thing. NFL.com has the Colts listed 8th, which is a weird swing, and The Athletic has the Colts listed 3rd. The Philadelphia Eagles right now, wouldn't you know? According to ESPN, they're the 5th best team in the NFL. SI.com has them 7th. NFL.com has them 6th. The Athletic has them 8th. They've lost 2 in a row. If I'm following logic here, the Steelers lost one game essentially on a kickoff that a rookie spaced on, Caleb Johnson. They should have otherwise won, but that's not the point. They lost. It was a close game. It's not a terrible team. Seattle is unequivocally a top 10 team. NFL.com, SI.com both have the Seahawks ranked 3rd. So you're telling me this team has won 4 of its 5 games and its only loss was to a top 3 in the NFL team. But they don't belong in the top 10 of your rankings. I don't understand it. I don't understand it because part of my issue and part of what I'm getting at here with I don't understand why other people aren't looking at this in the appropriate way, the discussion with the Steelers right now, the question with them is not can they win the AFC North. They can. The AFC North stinks. I don't know if you've looked at these other teams. You probably have. They can, will, and should win the AFC North. The question is how far they can go in the playoffs. They can go pretty dang far. Spoiler. I look at the Bills, NFL.com's fourth best team in the NFL, the best in the AFC, mind you. The Athletic sees it different. They have the Colts as a better AFC team, including the Chiefs, the Broncos. Actually, that's funny. The Athletic doesn't even have the Bills among its top 11 teams. But ESPN has the Bills third. Because that makes a lot of sense. SI.com has Kansas City as its best team in the NFL. I don't know what games everybody's watching here. I'm not quibbling with some of these teams being in the top 10. I'd put Kansas City in there somewhere. They have Mahomes. They're getting Rashee Rice back. They're a good team. The Colts might be in there. The Lions obviously belong. I think the Eagles belong somewhere. Like, all of these teams, I get it. If I'm going to put a number one, I'm probably putting the Bucs up there. Not the 3-3 Chiefs. I just don't understand why the Steelers aren't at this point being taken more seriously. And especially from the national media that laps up so much of what Mike Tomlin says. Isn't now the time to talk about what a great job Mike Tomlin has done? This is all Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin's a genius. Oh, Mike Tomlin. I mean, at this point, it's almost warranted. You know, it's five games. I thought about coming on here and talking about how Mike Tomlin does deserve credit for what the Steelers have done, and he does to a degree. It's also only five games. I think we need to just keep that present wrapped for the time being. There could come a time, though. I think the Steelers win on Thursday. They're 0-6 on road AFC North games on Thursday night under Tomlin. A horrendously and funny specific stat. One of my favorite things in the baseball world, there's a thing, the Cespedes Family Barbecue. It's a podcast. You probably know about them, but they collect random, overly specific stats from PR teams. This is the seventh player to have at least 20 doubles, 30 homers, 20 steals, and use three belts during the course of a season. It's like stuff that isn't the least bit meaningful, but they looked it up. Just makes me laugh. I hope and believe the Steelers will get more credit for what they're doing. They deserve it. They deserve it. They deserve people like me who ripped them and ripped bringing in Aaron Rodgers and questioned whether they were bringing in, you know, retreads or their methodology over the offseason. Is Jalen Ramsey a good move? Where's another wide receiver? That is still a good talking point. But, I mean, they had a lot of people poking holes in a lot of things with their process this offseason. We can sit back here and say it looks pretty good. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. We can have a logical conversation about it, I hope. We can have a logical conversation about it only being five games. There's a harder part of their schedule available. But guess what? They can't play that now. Just bothers me. It really does. It's all over the place. Here's another one. As we talk about PFF grades, and it's not to bag on PFF, but it's kind of to bag on PFF. Derek Harmon had a grade of 45. That's not good. He has three sacks and nine total pressures in three games. That is good. They say he's been horrible stopping the run, a 41.3 run stopping grade. Has a terribly high missed tackle percentage with three missed tackles. If you would listen to PFF, Derek Harmon stinks. If you watch the game, I think Derek Harmon's been pretty good, actually. I think Derek Harmon's been one of the keys to getting people in the places that they should be along the defensive line. I think Derek Harmon's going to be a pretty good player long term. I have no issues there. One of my issues with PFF, just so I say this and I don't, you know, I leave you wondering or not flesh out the argument. I think there's a lot of good things that that site does and contributes to the statistical community. The specific things that they chart, how quickly a ball comes out, air yards, the part of the field somebody's throwing to, yards after contact. No, it's not just that. I understand other services chart that stuff, but you're looking at very specific stats. And even grading players to a degree, I think, makes sense. Here's the problem, and you know it if you've ever been in a football huddle. You know what your responsibility is on a given play. Or if I'm in a huddle, I know what the wide receiver's supposed to do. I know what the running back's supposed to do. I know what the offensive line is supposed to do. Somebody watching the game from outside of that huddle doesn't know that. So we're judging based on what we observe. We don't know what was changed. We don't know how things had to go differently because they had this script planned for this type of defense, but then had to audible. It's not a stop-start game. It's not as easy to quantify as baseball. It's not impossible to quantify, but I'm not taking that stuff to the bank. Like some of the turnover-worthy throws that they've labeled Aaron Rodgers as having bother me. And Aaron Rodgers or any quarterback getting penalized because he checks his team out of a bad play, gets his team into a good play, but it's a less risky play, you essentially get dinged for it. I'm sorry, if I'm running a team, if I'm the offensive coordinator, I'm thrilled my quarterback did that. That's exactly what I want that person to do. And the tie-in, of course, to the current day Steelers sitting at 4-1, they've done exactly what we've expected them to do. And they haven't gotten the necessary credit for it. Their overall PFF grade, whatever you want to call it, their ranking, the attention that they're commanding, it isn't commensurate with the job they've done. Jalen Ramsey's been an outstanding addition. I didn't understand the totality of what he would bring. I'm starting to. The fact that he was on the field Sunday, the fact that he got himself back to play, his ability to play multiple positions, to blitz, to cover, the intensity that he brings, I think that has been lacking. Aaron Rodgers' leadership, how Aaron Rodgers has earned the respect of that locker room, you can see it. There's a lot the Steelers did right this offseason. I'm not saying it's all going to work. I'm not saying it's all perfect, but I'm willing to right now at 4-1 give them some credit for doing it. Unfortunately, some people on the outside don't seem to have that same thought. Fan Evening Show is pretty casual. Regular listeners will know that. Feel free to give me a shout anytime, 412-928-9370. Would love to hear from you. Weigh in. We have a couple calls I'm going to get to in just about 15 seconds. Here, first, want to tell you the fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Along with calls, we will have a few visitors. We always do. Chris Carter from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette will join me at 7 o'clock. Joe Smeltzer from Nittany Sports Now will join me at 8 to talk a little bit about James Franklin in the Penn State coaching search. I'll preface that a little bit. I've got some comments about what Penn State did. I agree with it, by the way. I'll get into that and explain it. Bob Grove, Penguins historian, will join me at 9. Penguins are in action in Anaheim tonight at 10:30. Game number 4 for Dan Muse and the boys. Did not have a good showing on Saturday. Penguins look to bounce back in Anaheim, California, a little later this evening. Let's start it off with Johnny and Farrell. Wants to talk about Steelers and Joe Flacco. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, what's up, J-Mac?
Not too much.
Before we go into that, you just reminded me. I'll destroy PFF right now, okay? They say Derek Harmon missed tackles, right? See, they're a bunch of dorks that don't watch sports. They're not athletic. What they don't see is that Derek Harmon put himself in a position to miss that tackle where other players might not have even been in a position to miss a tackle.
Yep.
So they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know ball. They just know the numbers and that's it. So whatever. Anyway, as far as his Flacco, I think it was on your show last Tuesday, dude. I broke that story. I said it was going to be a problem that the Browns did that. I said, it's shady. It's wrong. You never trade within your own division. And you don't trade to make a division better. And I think someone told me, are they making them better? It might have been you. I can't remember. And I said, yeah. I said, that's a problem. I said, that's a story. And now it comes out that Tomlin was thinking the same thing. That's crap that we have to play him now on a Tuesday night. But you know what? Here comes the Eliminator. Run the no huddle right out the gate.
The Eliminator?
Yeah, the Eliminator.
Did they not go with the Terminator?
The Terminator, that comes after that.
Okay, all right. I can't go with the other one because I'll get in trouble.
But yeah, man, for real. And for that actress shirt, that's on the Steelers and their company PSSI. So are the Steelers broke? That's a joke. Arizona's in the middle of the desert in a dome, and they have grass. It's perfect.
Johnny, so let me ask you a question. You bring up a good point about the Acrisure Stadium surface. Would you be okay if the Steelers went to, like, not artificial turf, but, like, synthetic grass?
I would get over it really quick. I mean, yeah, would it hurt my nostalgia feelings? Yeah, but I'll get over it. Hey, wasn't it awesome when they had a baseball field in the middle? Yeah, that's cool. But can you imagine having a baseball diamond in the middle of your football field? Like, kids today be like, oh my God, I can't believe you do that and drink out of a hose. Ugh. You know what I mean?
It's dude, like, I grew up playing, man, on a baseball field that had a football field in center field.
Dude,
I'll live.
Dude, we played in alleys with ash. It was like all, that's what it was. It was all ash, like parking lots in the alleys of Farrell, dude. Like, I remember one time I caught the ball and hit a car, bounced off, and scored. It was awesome.
Was the car in play?
No, well, yeah, it was on this. Yeah, it was parked.
Okay.
But yeah, man, and then for Penn State, dude, for real, you need a CEO and a COO and a guy who has street smarts.
Yeah.
Okay, Jim Tressel. All right, he turned down PSU. He turned down Joe Paterno, and Joe Paterno buried him in Youngstown. And then he got out, and he's lieutenant. He was a lieutenant governor. He won national championships. He's only 72. You need to see it. Franklin was just stupid. He's dumb. Franklin's dumb.
Yeah, he's not dumb.
Yeah, well, you need a CEO.
Well, I agree with that. Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate it, man. I'm going to move along here. I feel like that could have gone on for another 20 minutes, but I respect the passion. That's a topic. That's an interesting topic. I didn't even think about that. Thank you, Johnny and Farrell, for bringing that up. I don't understand that about Acrisure Stadium, and we can talk about it throughout the evening. This weird attachment that we have, like it has to be natural grass. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It's the most Pittsburgh thing ever. It has to be this way because this is what it's always been. No, the surface sucks. Put something else in. Like, I don't want Chris Boswell slipping. I don't want Chris Boswell getting hurt because the field needs resodded. I don't want people dealing with that. Just put a synthetic surface in. Other stadiums have done it. Like, times change. We used to smoke on airplanes. Just put a surface in that doesn't disintegrate. How about that? I've also had some thoughts on Joe Flacco. We might as well get into that. I don't understand the hubbub. I don't understand why this is such an affront to society. That's how it's kind of being painted. I'll get into those. Got to get to a break. I'll get into those and more of your calls next. Fan Evening Show, Jason Mackey here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.